Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology. We're in the Sefer Amidos L'Chekar Halacha of Hagaon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha, and we're in the 11th Midah, Midyot Aleph Metzius Fadin, and Osa Tzadi Zayin. The previous Shiur, we saw the Chasam Sofer, who defined Yerubo Kekulo as applying when you have the in Metzius, you have Hakol, you have everything, and then if you have a robe, the din says rubo is kekula. But you can't have a case where in the Metzius you don't have everything and say rubo kekula, which means that you can't have a minion of six people and say, oh, rubo kekula. Right? You can't have Rov Kizayis. Rov Kizayis doesn't work. And the reason is because you need Kulo, and then from that Metzius of Kulo, then you get the Rov. For example, if you have 10 people who are together and 6 already daven, and 6 haven't yet davened, and since you have 10, but Metzius you have 10, and then you can say the 6 are like 10, Rubik Kulo, and it's like the entire minion hasn't davened, and they can daven, and they can say Chadar Sashatz. There you say Rubo Kula because you have the kol, so then the rov also counts Kekula. But if you don't have the Metzius HaKol, then you don't have a rov. Anyway, that's the Yisod that we saw in the previous shiur. We're Marich a little bit. The Yisod of the Holy Chasim Sofer. So says the Rav Osari Zayin. Echein makshim gam ken al agdara shal atachatam sofer, shim ken gam betfilin sfalim sfri Torah tfilin umezuzot, shenechtevu rubam al ide gadol umiyutim, al ide katan, או כזית מצה שרובה הייתה משתמרת ומיעוטה אינה משתמרת או בחוקתי ציצית שרובן תפויים לשמן ומיעוטם לא לשמן שגם בכל אלה נאמה גם כן רובם ככולם. Alright, if that's true, then let's say you have a Sefer Torah, Tefillin HaMezuzah, it's written mostly by a katan, mostly by a gadol and partially by a katan. So why don't we say Rubo Kekula? Since it was mostly written by a gadol, it should be beseder. And in Metzius, you have the whole thing, because part of it was written by a kut. Well, let's say you have a kazayis of matzah, that's rov mishtamer, and miyud is not mishtamer, wasn't guarded for the sake of matzah. You should be able to eat it, because in the Metzius, you have a whole matzah, and only the rov is mishtamer lishma, but that's fine, because you have ruvo mitoch kula. Or by chutei tzitzis, you have rov was lishma, miyot's not lishma. Shekam b'chol elu nomal rubam kechulam. Because now you have b'metzias all the chutim that you need. Just the halacha is a problem because they're not all lishma. So say rubo kekula. B'leinu l'kvo b'zeh ot shtei hagdarot nosafot. So we have to establish two new definitions. B'chol rubo kechulo. Mekom sham miyot eina kedin. Hine harov lo meselek et metziut achisaron shel hamiyot. כלומר, הפרט המציאותי שהיה במיעוט, שעל ידי זה נחשב שנעשה שלא כדין, אלא שעבר פיכן מועיל בדין מצד זה שהרוב נעשה כדין. So number one, in every rubo kekulo, if the miyut is not kedin, the rov doesn't remove the metzius of the chisaron of the miyut. In other words, the prat ha-metziuti, the reality of this detail that was in the miyut, through which it's considered that it was done shelo kedin, is there. We're not misalik the metzias of the chisar and amiyut. The chisar and amiyut is still there. But since the rov was nasa kedin, we can say rubo kekula. And the raya is from Dayanam and Gufa and Dinei Nefashos. The rov says chayef, he's chayef misa. You know the miyut says zakai. And that's where we learn rubo kekula. Now if the hagdara there is, it's like all the Dayanim said in the Metzius Mamish that he's Chayev. So it's Lehefech. If Kulo Chayev, he's Zakai. So you can't say, oh, the Rov says that he's Chayev, so it's like everybody said that he's Chayev, and Memela, he'll be Zakai. Doesn't work. So the Akdara is that the Metzius of the Prat, of the Miut, still exists. Yes, there's a Miut that says Zakai, but the Miut doesn't change the Din. And the Din remains as the Rov decided. That's clown number one. That's Hagdara number one. That in every Rubo Kekulo, the Miut is still there in the Metzius. not in the din we say rubo kulo, but in the mitzias the meir is still there. Number two, shemusag rubo kulo shach rak b'makom shadin upol yotzei me'amitziyut. Rubo kulo is only shaykh where the din is an outcome of the reality, but not in a place where the din is within the reality, and that's even what we were already machalek earlier in this midah, and the rule of Yavad Lomahani, that if the Torah says not to do something, you try to do it, there's no chalos. So that's also miyusad al midas metzias v'din. Klomar, she'afal pisha metziut ha'pu'ula yefshar lakchish. You can't deny the metzias of this pu'ula. He did this pu'ula. B'chol zot ein mizeh po'al yotzei shel ha'din, but it doesn't have the outcome of the din, because Yavad Lomahani. If you do it, the Torah says it doesn't count. So the metzias is there, just not the din. So therefore we said that that's only shayach in a place where the din is a pol yotze from the metzias. But if the din is within the metzias, for example, if someone's tsorim ozen b'chor, makes a mum in the ear of the b'chor, making him puzzle for b'chor. So there, the din is part of the metzias. Because the din is a din of mum. So, if you have a metzias of mum, you have a din of mum. There you can't separate the two. You can only separate the two when the din is a pol yotze from the metzias. So you can say rubo kukulo if the din is an outcome of the metzias. And you can say that even though you only have a rov, but we're going to consider it like everything. That's if the din is an outcome of the metzias, but if the din is part of the metzias, then you can't say rubo kukulo. Because then the din, just like the metzias, is only rov, it's not kol. So since the makor rubo kukulo is dayanim, and there the psak lemaisa is a pol yotze from the chavis das, from the opinion of the dayanim, right? Because you can't say that the din comes from the metzias of the dayanim. No, the metzias is that they express their opinion, and then the pol yotze is the din. So since that's the makor, we can only say here that there's a difference between metzias and din, that the metzias is one way is rov and the din is kol, but not when the din is part and parcel of the metzias. And therefore, if you have a mikvah of 21 sav water and a miut of 19 sav maim shuvim, you could say ruba kukula, because there the water is machshir l'tara shel adam. In other words, the tara is a pol yotze from the tvila and a mikvah kshera, because maim l'chud v'atara shel adam l'chud. First you have the metzias of the water, and then you have the tara of a person. So therefore, the Hagdara is that the one Metzias, the Tefillah B'Mikvah, brings to a Metzias of a new din, that the person's tar. So the Pol Yotze comes from the Rov of the Metzias, not from all of the Metzias. In other words, the Pol Yotze, that he's pure, is because there's a Rov of Mayim Chaim, not Mayim Shuvim. So because of this rov in the metzias, you have the pol yotze of the din. That's considered a kashra mikvah and the person's tar. V'chein l'yan shchita. So there also, there's a metzias and there's a pol yotze shel ha-metzias. The metzias is the chaticha of shnei simanim, that the shochet shechted sliced two simanim of the animal. And the pol yotze is that the animal died. So the metzias of the cutting brings a new metzias of din, that this is shchita that's materis. It's shchita that permits this animal. And also we say that the metzias dinas hashniya, the second metzias dinas, the animal is kosher, the shechita was kosher, comes from the rov of the first metzias. In other words, he shechted rov simanim. So the poliyotze of that is that the animal is now kosher. You have their first tefillah and the second tefillah. But since they already davened once, there's a poliyotze that they can't be mitzdarif to a minyan. And if someone didn't daven, then the poliyotze is they can't be mitzdarif to a minyan. So here you can say rubo kukulo. Because again, the metzias is that they already davened first time. And the poliyotze is that they can't join the minyan. They can't count for the minyan. But since we say rubo kukulo, if they're only a miyut, they can count for the minyan. Because here they're davening in the first minyan. The fact that they davened in the first minyan, it's only a poliyotze that they can't join the second minyan. Since it's only a poliyotze, we can say rubo kukulo. So too, in Yerovat Sivra Tumeim, that everybody, even the Torah people, everybody does the Pesach B'Tumah. Because you have a Metzias of Tumah, the Rov is Tameh, and the Poliyotze is a new Metziut Dinit, a new Halachic Metzias, to do the Pesach B'Tumah. So there we can say, Ruba Kukula, for Rov are Tameh, it's like everyone's Tameh. Mashen Kain, Le'inyin, the tziurim that we mentioned earlier, Sefer Torah, Shiraka Rov Kasav Gadol Vesamiyut Katan, or Kazayis Matzah Shiraka Rov Vesam Mishtameris, and the Miyut wasn't Mishtameris, so the Gadol wrote most of the Sefer Torah, and the Katan only wrote a Miyut of the Sefer Torah, or Kazayis Matzah, it was mostly guarded Lishma, but part of the Matzah wasn't, or Chutei Tzitzis, most of the Chutei Marsh Shema, Miyut aren't, and all of these tziurim, the din is not a poliyotze of the Metzias. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Because that's the mitzvah of the mitzvah. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah of a mitzvah. Just like we discussed the mitzvah and din of chelev. You can't say that the iser of chelev is a poliyotze of the mitzvah of chelev. No. The iser is the chelev itself. The mitzvah of chelev is the iser. So to these mitzvahs, it's not a poliyotze. That is the mitzvah, and is what defines a mitzias of a Sefer Torah. It was written by a Gadol. If it was written probably by a Katan, it's not a mitzias of a Sefer Torah. Hard to say that, but that's what Ramiel says. Or you have a Kazayis Matzah. If it was mostly Mishtamer and Miut Lo Mishtamer, so the fact that a matzah is being guarded lishma is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah, otherwise it's not called matzah. Same with chutei tzitzis, if it's not spun lishma, then it doesn't have a mitzvah of chutei tzitzis. So if you hold that this hanacha is true, that in all of these cases there's no mitzvah even, the din is part and parcel of the mitzias, and out of poliyotze of the mitzias, then it makes sense you can't say rubo kukulo. Because rubo kukulo is only when the din is a poliyotze of the mitzias, you have a mitzias, and then you have a din that comes out from the mitzias. But in these cases, there's not a din that comes out, the din is the mitzias. It's one and the same with the mitzias. It's pesocha mitzias. And since the din is one with the mitzias, so that would mean that if you have a Sefer Torah that was written mostly by Gadol and Miut by Katan, it means that in the mitzias you don't have a Sefer Torah here. Something to talk about. Same with Kazayis Matzah. If it was Miut Lishma, Lashem Matzah guarded Mishtameres, so it's not a mitzias of Matzah. Because the din is not a poliyotze from the mitzias, but it's a part and parcel of the mitzias. since you have part of it that's not being guarded lishma, so that means that in the metzias, you don't have matzah here, because it's one with the din. It says you don't have matzah unless it was completely guarded lishma. So that's the teretz. To be honest, I'm not so convinced. But we'd like to discuss this more in future shiurim, because this Rubik Kula is a very big inyan. And in Mirtz Hashem, we will see continuing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. B'simcha uvetuv levav meirov kol. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned. We have many hundreds more, if not thousands, of shiurim that I'd like to give on this topic of understanding the way the Talmud works and understanding conceptually how ideas are formed and actualized. Amazing inyanim. So please stay tuned. Shalom.